gotta catch a glimpse of these warlocks. Let's make a move.
She's going around the corner.
Come on.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of new people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
We should mate.
What?
Date. I said we should date sometime. You know, socially. Go ahead, kick it.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
You're pretty sick, chaps.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube, breathing in some hot dog air. Chris says, I haven't seen a single hot dog since I got on here an hour ago. Only reason I'm here. Well, first off, you should watch the show. Yeah. It's great. It's delightful.
He's got four down. He's got two to go in the final hour, so he has been on a two-by-two
That was my pace. You know, it's like you're running a marathon here. Yeah. You got to keep your minute per mile pace
down. Dog per half hour.
You do not lose your pace. And so I might have run the first couple of miles a little too quickly. I'm trying to let the bombs.
You got a little adrenaline rush when they hit the starter's
gun. Right out of the gate, yeah. You know, they got the hot dog smell in the air. I was incredibly hungry at the start of the show because I didn't eat any breakfast. And so I kind of rushed through it. And now we're limping in the finish line a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So let me go ahead and take a bite of this glizzy, and then we'll set up the final hour, okay?
Swing and a foul.
Dirt's down. I think we need to go to a break. What happened? He choked on a dog.
Hit me in the head.
You got to turn this off.
What, the skillet?
You're done using it. You got to go to the off button.
You got to turn the thing off.
300 degrees.
I mean, just let it cook up a little bit. I'm going to leave Nanny and Dusty a nice little smell this afternoon. So if you want to,
is that a smell you complain about? Like Danny famously, when we got in this new building, was like ordering fish on Uber Eats, and people were like, "Yo,
yeah." If anybody can't complain about smells, it's Danny Meringue. Danny Meringue brings all sorts of exotic foods into this office.
He loves a different cuisine. That's
four
for sure.
Times a week. There's some weird Indian curry thing going on. It's just like, what the hell is like? We don't ever deal with it because we're out of the building by then. But we hear it from our general coworkers. Dusty, I will allow a complaint.
See,
on
I
the
like
hot
a
dog
good curry,
smell.
But you, bringing it into work, depending on what curry it is, it can have a smell that lingers. And he lingered in Cooley's old office. And I was told that he used to do like a buffet lineup out here outside of the office.
Yeah, we got these cone of silence things, these tubes of silence that people used to make him go eat his lunch in because nobody ever used them. And we just got to flush that money down the toilet as a company.
I mean,
but he would eat his lunch in there and it would reek to high heavens, but he was the only one that ever went in there.
It does have an okay smell. I think if you come in here, they usually get here around 11. They walk in here.
There's far worse smells
than
a hot dog.
Who doesn't like the smell of a hot dog?
A cooked hot dog on a grill?
Whether you like a hot dog or not. Who doesn't like the smell? It's like bacon, man. If you came into the studio and it smelled like bacon one day, am I going to complain about that?
No.
No. You're like, hey, who's got the bacon? Where's the bacon
Somebody
at?
Says hot dogs with a Celsius is living dangerously.
I mean, look, here's where I will acknowledge.
Celsius already gives you the gut bomb.
It does immediately.
Now you're going to add six dogs to that bad boy.
Here's what I will acknowledge. I will finish this challenge. I'm a man of my word. I will eat these six hot dogs before the end of the
Celsius,
show.
Big fan of Celsius, by the way.
Big fan. Sponsor the show, Celsius.
I miss the cases that we used to have.
More challenging than I gave it credit for. More difficult than
Thank
I
you.
Gave it credit. I'm going to finish.
You want to go to a football game and feel this way?
More difficult than I thought.
All right, fourth quarter. I need you on your feet. Oh, no. I'm not going to stand.
Sunbelt, fun belt.
Yeah. Is this all stemmed from you saying you'd go to this game?
Eat 13 hot dogs.
And you'd eat a ton of hot dogs. So I brought in a pack of hot dogs. We grilled up six, and you're just starting and nibbling on the fourth one.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the process of hosting the show now, so it's a little more difficult to eat them on the air. Unless
well,
you just
not like you're not yapping with whoever's going to the Chanticleers with you.
Yeah, well, that's a little different than
you
being on the air.
Yeah, but you can't.
Eating a hot dog at a sporting event is different than eating one when I'm hosting a radio show.
You can't also pretend that you're not feeling a certain way right now.
Well, you got to carry
We're
on. Talk.
Just of an age.
Carry on and talk for 30 seconds.
That you're almost 40.
Give me a breather here.
Six hot dogs.
I'm still in my prime, baby.
Sure you are.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Easily, he said. Now he's on the fifth one, and he's like,
I got 53 minutes to go before about 50 until the show's over. Give me a second. You guys got to keep talking.
Oh, yeah, we'll just keep talking.
Keep filling time. All right, status story coming up here in a moment. I got a hot dog and a half to go. Let's dive into a couple of NFL notes, shall we?
I don't eat the wiener.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers does, because isn't he a vegan? Is Aaron Rodgers a vegan? Does he do it as ayahuasca? He's eating like crickets. Is that not a thing?
I don't believe that's a thing.
Art Rooney yesterday.
The third.
I thought it was the second.
Oh, was it the second?
Art Rooney, the second.
So I saw lines there, and I didn't count them. I just saw it quickly.
Can you imagine being one of these people where your grandfather, your great-great-grandfather bought an NFL team for like 49 cents in 1914, and this dude just gets to run an NFL team now?
Well, that's the Hunt family.
$4 billion.
Go look at what the Steelers were bought for. It's going to, I mean, you want to ruin your Wednesday? Go look at what the Pittsburgh Steelers were originally bought for. There's a handful.
Do you know the number?
I mean, it's bad. Go look at the Bears, too.
Hold on. What do you think Art Rooney Sr., the first, bought the Steelers for?
He's owned them the entire time, right? I think the Rooneys have always owned them.
I'm going to say $100,000.
Yeah, I'll go less than that.
$100,000?
Yeah.
You were close. $2,500.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, it's insanity. Go look at the Bears.
One of the greatest returns on investment.
Yes.
Yeah.
In human history,
go look
if they
at the
ever sell it.
You want to be more upset? The Bears were sold for like literally $1.49.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
what's their family name again? It's the
Hallis.
Hallis.
George Hallis.
Bring us a can of soup and we'll sell you this NFL organization. They're not worth anything.
Oh, what's your guess?
Like $1.49.
$500.
Bottom in 1920.
$100. $100. It's like, right? But no.
That thing would sell for $9 billion.
Yeah.
It's in Chicago.
Yeah, they're about to build a new stadium, too. Art Rooney II, who is definitely not a nepotism owner, has said that they are hearing. They're hearing, guys. They're hearing. Aaron Rodgers is heading in their direction.
I just want to know who's...
Very weird phrasing, is it not?
Hearing it from.
It's like a
we keep getting positive sort of signals about it. So, yeah, I'd say we feel pretty good about it at this point.
He's like afraid to say that we're going to get him for sure, but he's like, you know... The wind's blowing our way.
It's probably going to happen. I mean, I'm pretty confident it's going to happen. We're going to get Aaron Rodgers.
Smoke signals from the TP from the Darkness Resort, and
God,
the wind is
ridiculous.
Blowing.
I wish
our
it would just be over with.
Just end it. Just end the damn thing.
Go to the Steelers. We know you want to go to the Steelers. We know you don't want to end your career the way you ended your career with the Jets.
Yep.
Go try to be Farva and have a good ending, I guess, with the third team in your career.
One more chance. You need your Minnesota Vikings run, and he'll throw a pick in the NFC title game. If you thought the tush-push tabling was done, it's not done. They're going to bring it back in a month.
Ugh.
So basically the way that
I'm tired of this conversation.
this is going to get nauseating.
So essentially the Packers' argument initially was so bad that they have to ask for the rule change again with different language. So at first it was player safety, and everybody's like, wait a minute, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, there's no
nobody's
data.
Getting hurt. There's no data to back that up. So now they're changing it to basically saying, well, up until 2004, do you know that there were rules that prohibited the pushing and the polling of players?
Yes.
That was a rule until 2004. We just want to reinstate that rule. So now they're going to retable it in May when with the new language on why the rules should be changed. So that's your update on the tush push.
I want to give listeners credit on something, because when we do a show and we give opinions on players and teams and we're wrong far more than we are right, it's very fair for a listener of any radio host in America for them to be like, well, he won't admit that I was right. And I'm here to tell you, I think listeners actually swayed me the opposite way.
Really?
I hate watching the play.
Yeah.
I'll fully admit that. I don't get excited for it in any way. I just tell myself they're going to pick it up because they run it the best. But we are eliminating something because one team thrives on it.
It's ridiculous. I'm okay with it because I don't want to watch it, but it's ridiculous. I grant you that.
It's a little crazy.
It's not a very good take. I'm going to stick with the take, but it's not. I don't feel good about the take.
Well,
I just don't want to watch it anymore. We had a poll question on that, by the way. We'll answer that at the end of the show. This was one of the most Cowboy headlines that I've ever seen. So yesterday at the end of the show, we talked about Micah Parsons likely getting a deal to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the NFL.
The agent got the contract. What are we waiting on? This is
it's
over
just,
24 hours ago.
Jerry Jones was talking to the media and basically said, you know, are you going to get a deal done with Parsons? He said, yeah, I've been, you know, negotiating with him directly. He said, the agent is not a concern here. I don't know his name. Well, the agent is one of the most respected agents in the NFL.
I believe he's Watson's agent, isn't
he? Which, you know, worked out for him, and he said, Micah Parsons saw this and said, facts, David is the best, and I will not be doing any deal without him involved. Like anyone with good sense, I hired experts for a reason. There was no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts than David. There will be no back doors in this contract negotiation. So Jerry Jones, I love him publicly at these meetings calling out, or not calling out, but
almost pooing the agent,
belittling the agent of your star player and the guy you're trying to get a deal done, saying, "I don't even need him. Marcus got my phone number directly. He calls me anytime he wants."
To be fair to Jerry, which I don't do that often, if he's making him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL,
I mean, there's not a lot of negotiation.
Yeah, his point is probably valid of like, just read the contract, get him to sign it, we're good.
Yeah. Last football take I want to give you, or football thing. Are we ready for them to double down on this? Who doesn't love a good... We got this in the NCAA tournament the other day. Was it the BYU-Bama game where the BYU player knocked down a three and then kind of gave a look at the Alabama player and they teed him up immediately?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are we doing here? The NFL is trending in that direction where they continue to enforce personal foul calls for celebrations or other nonsense. They are claiming out of the owners, coaches, and general managers meeting that they are going to be doubling down on unsportsmanlike penalties in 2025. So,
awesome.
Can't wait to be really pissed off.
I don't want the
play.
Officials having to worry about this. If you want to find the crap out of them afterwards and have some different committee reviewing it, and if guys can't control themselves, suspending them after.
Right.
But this can't be.
We're going to hate these guys even more.
Yeah, we are.
Like, Troy Vincent, what you get a flag for?
Troy Vincent's the VP of football operations. He claims.
If I was with the officials, I would say this isn't about the game. We're here to administer the rules and make sure we get first downs, all that's. If I was in the official, I don't know if they have any negotiating ability, I would shove this back on the league.
He claims that violent gestures last year, Troy Vincent did, that violent gestures up 133% from the year before.
Is the TV thumbs down a violent gesture?
Well, you can't do the CeeDee Lamb nose wipe anymore. That one's off the board.
I wouldn't say that's violent.
And he is also claiming that I'm curious what the definition of this is. He is claiming that sexual taunting is up 52%.
I don't eat the wiener.
I don't know. What is that? I don't remember.
Are we getting double pumps?
Are we getting triple pumps?
Triple pumps? Double pumps?
I don't think we are. Are we?
Doing the Jonathan Smith milk me mommy on the sidelines?
Can't believe you had to apologize for that. Milk the clock.
I actually think it will affect the players more if they start getting fined. If you start taking their... They don't care about a 15-yard penalty in the course of a game.
I hate to interrupt this. Can I ask you why Diana Russini had this report that Cleveland is potentially eyeing Kirk Cousins?
They're Cleveland?
How does that work under the salary cap?
Right.
I don't know. Is Atlanta eating all that money?
Well, Atlanta would eat a lot of it, I think.
The wiener.
But I also think Cleveland would be taking on a decent chunk of that.
Are they not going to draft a quarterback then?
I don't know what to believe in drafts
Their
anymore.
Their owner
man.
Came out the other day and basically admitted, like, "Yeah, dude, our bad. He screwed up."
He said, "Me and my wife messed that up.
It's on us. Left hand up."
Hey, Haslam's been a terrible owner.
Yeah, really bad.
At least kudos to him for coming out and saying, "No, that was on me. I really wanted him. Thought he was a great player. Didn't care about his off." Field stuff. We gave him the contract.
Yeah, I don't know. The quarterback moves for the Giants, I don't understand why Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston are necessary in the same locker room. That'll be an interesting room to follow for a team who also might draft a quarterback in the first round.
I don't think they are anymore. When they sign both those guys, what would indicate they're going to draft a quarterback?
If the Steelers don't get Aaron Rodgers, which I think that they will, but if they don't, what the hell are they going to do? They're claiming Mason Rudolph is their guy, but they have to do that publicly. There's no way they believe that behind the scenes. So do they try and trade up? Do they take a flyer on a guy? Like, a lot of questions here, man. And Cleveland getting Kirk Cousins, having him and Deshaun Watson on
the
same team.
That was a random team to be throwing to Kirk Cousins.
Anybody else ruptured their Achilles in the last 3 years that they want to go sign? Like Aaron Rodgers, I guess, come on down, man. Let's just be the ruptured Achilles team in the quarterback room. So there you go. Some NFL notes for you out of the coaches, GMs, and owners meeting. It is time, as I continue, I'm almost down to my final hot dog here.
Yeah.
Stat or story time. You guys ready?
I'm ready. Got your stats?
You got your stories?
Got a story.
No double stats? No double stories?
Nope.
Okay, it's next on the fam.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, let's do it. Statter story time. The hot dog burps are starting.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a little smelly in here.
That's my guy!
That's going to be what ruins it for Danny and Dusty.
It will be. We're down to our last dog, living dangerously. I got 38 minutes. We'll see if I can finish with some time to spare. You want me to start off today?
Yeah,
I'm going to fire off right out of the gate here?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Statter story.
Okay.
Your number, ladies and gentlemen, is 4-4-1-2-3-4. That is your number. Is it the number after last night of 50-point games for Nikola Jokic this season? He had 61 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists.
450-plus point games
on the season.
Right.
Or is it the number of movies that will release in 2028 in the first ever...
Story.
Bingeable theatrical experience.
I'm a theater nerd.
Thanks, Riggins. Could have at least made him guess. See, he would have no clue.
Story.
He would have no clue.
Four straight bingeable.
You could have just held on to it. You could have just said politely, Swag, I know the answer to this. Why don't I allow you to participate in the game before I ruin Dirt Statter story?
It's a big deal. It's a Beatles.
They're doing a Beatles thing. All four movies. There's a different movie for every guy.
There's
and they're all going to release.
We don't find out who the fifth Beatle is.
No, there's no fifth Beatle. There's four of them. We all know who the fifth Beatle was, and she ruined the band. But anyways, I digress.
Did she ruin the band, or did she free the soul?
Jokic has 250-point games on the season. That's it. Here's my Statter story. I don't know.
Maybe do a better job. Sounds like a you problem.
There you go. All right, give me your stupid numbers. I hate this stupid segment.
Your number is...
I'm eating my hot dog.
Your number is 21.
Ooh.
21.
Deion Sanders. Three touchdowns.
Well, you need the extra points, too.
Legal drinking age. Sorry, go ahead.
I actually deserve that. I don't know why I cut you off. I got so excited about that.
I mean, just let it play. We could have talked about it. It's a fascinating movie story. You ruined the whole thing.
Are you excited about a Beatles movies?
Or would you ever see... Well, all right, let me tell my story before I was rudely interrupted by Riggins Jr. over here.
My dad gave me my name.
They're making 4 biopics of the Beatles. Biopics.
Sure.
Biopics.
Which one would you say?
Biopic.
What did I say?
Well, you said
them both.
You said
what did I say first?
Biopic.
Okay. That. They're making one for each Beatle.
Okay.
So they're going to have their individual movie, and they're all going to release on the same day.
Nobody's watching Ringo.
Nobody cares about you, Ringo. And it's going to be the first bingeable theatrical experience. So essentially, you buy a ticket and you go watch 4 consecutive movies. Could you guys do that?
Oh, come on.
Yeah?
Our Barbenheimer.
How long is the gap in between? Like, how much of
it's got to be at
how
least
long's
a
my
half
hot dog
hour.
Break in between movies?
So I go watch it at Clackamas Mall. That's
you
my
gotta
movie.
You got to give people 15, 20 minutes.
I need to go to the bathroom. Break.
Yeah. I need a refresher.
I got to breathe a little bit. I need to see the sun a little bit.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
when I Barbenheimered, it was movie credits. My brain is processing. My God, Barbie started 5 minutes ago, the previews. We had to get up. We had to run. We went to the Barbie theater.
Mm.
So we Barbenheimered. Cool. But if I do 2 back-to-back, I need a 30-minute.
And that became like the Barbenheimer thing became like a trend that people were doing because the movies came out. This is like legit. This is getting
this
built
is in
for
the
this
same theater. Like you're going to.
Yes,
sit
it's
down
legitimately. There's 4 consecutive movies and they're all it's like you binge a TV show. They're going to have you. They want it to be a bingeable theatrical experience.
Is there anything about ticket prices?
I do not know that or the length of the movies. I know they release in 2028, April in 2028.
I need those movies to be an hour 15 each.
Do you guys know any of these guys? Harris Dickinson is John Lennon.
Doesn't ring a bell by name.
Paul Mescal is...
Yep. He is a beautiful-looking man.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Barry Cogan.
What was the Harrison guy's name?
Harris Dickinson. He is John Lennon.
Okay.
He's got a big role. Barry Cogan is Ringo Starr.
Oh, Harris Dickinson. He was in the Baby Girl movie, I think. Yeah, with Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
He was the young, hot sex toy.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Okay.
And Joseph Quinn is George Harrison.
Joseph Quinn. So. Stranger Things. He's Eddie.
Oh!
Rock on, man!
Okay, I like Eddie. Yeah. All right, I know that name.
Yeah.
There you go. So there's my story.
That's a great story.
Thank you. I thought so, too.
Good job.
Thank you.
Proud of you, bud.
Really good. Now I'm going to finish my hot dog.
21.
Right. 21. Felt really good about that.
The number is 21.
21.
Are we ready for this?
I'm ready.
Is the number 21 the age?
of R.I.P. Val Kilmer, in which he was accepted into Juilliard, which at the time was the youngest of anybody accepted into Juilliard drama school.
Hmm.
Or is it the percentile of one Scooter Henderson in turnover percentage this season?
That's not very good.
No, that's quite literally awful.
That's not very good. I'm going to lean on you on this one. So you got a thespian in your family.
I do.
What do we know about Juilliard? What's the age of the Juilliard?
My instinct tells me that somebody younger than 21 has been admitted to Juilliard. So
isn't it technically, is it a college? Is it like, is it a,
it's a drama? It's an acting.
I know it's like an acting, yeah.
It's a conservatory preparatory school.
Okay.
But I don't think it's... I'm going to go stat.
I'm going to go stat, too. I'm going to lean on you there.
You guys are both going stat, yeah. And I would say...
Wow.
Too obvious.
No, it was a story. Yes, Val Kilmer. I'll get to that in a second. Scooter Henderson.
What's his turnover rate?
17.1, which would put him in the 14th percentile. It's actually, he's even worse than...
Ouch.
Tamani is 21 percentile turnover percentage.
Yeah.
By the way, this is VA cleaning the glass. This is basically, how often does the player turn the ball over when possessing it?
Yes.
He is in the 14th percentile. Ouch. In the association. Scooter's had a...
That's not good.
...improved season. That department, he is not very good. Yes, Val Kilmer, RIP, passed away last night.
This is sad, man. I love Val Kilmer.
I do, too. Didn't like Val Kilmer at first, actually, when I was introduced to him. I hated him as Batman.
That's when you were introduced to him?
It was like 1995.
Yeah,
how
it was
old
right
you
in
think
your childhood.
I've seen some of his older movies now, but
what is
as
the first
kid,
one you think of when I say Val Kilmer? What's the first one? Not an easy one.
Tombstone.
To name. Tombstone for you?
Of I the think, movies?
Well, of the movies.
Top Gun, I mean.
I know. That's why.
The Iceman.
For me, it's Tombstone, but I'm curious what it is for everybody
I think
else.
It's Top Gun. I'm going Top Gun.
Top
Gun?
It's either Heat or
Heat
Top
is another
Secret.
Great one, too. Or Top Secret.
Top Secret is a gem if you haven't seen it.
So, yeah, that came out in 1984. Neither of us were alive. Here's some interesting stuff about
Real
Val
Genius
Kilmer.
Is pretty spectacular, too.
Couple of fun facts about Val Kilmer. I think he deserves some airtime today.
Yes.
Okay. Val Kilmer, underrated movie star. 1995, these are just fun facts about him. Learned about his divorce from his first wife watching CNN in a hotel room. Imagine that's how you find out you're getting divorced.
Wow, that's news to me.
He turned down the role of Pony Boy in The Outsiders.
Really?
Yep. He turned down Patrick Swayze's role in Dirty Dancing.
Oopsies.
He didn't want to be perceived as a hunk. That is like, what? He got the role in Heat. You mentioned Heat.
Yeah.
He got that role because Keanu Reeves ended up backing out at the very last second. So they called Val Kilmer. I mentioned he was Batman, which just the only good thing I think about that movie is maybe Jim Carrey is the Riddler.
Yeah, that was a rough era for Batman.
I mean,
I'll give you that. Like, of all his legacy, yeah. Somebody had that in a tweet when they announced his passing, RIP, to the and they claimed Batman, the star of Batman. Everybody's like, that's the movie you go with in an RIP tweet for Val Kilmer?
I mean, at least he wasn't George Clooney nipples Batman.
No, it wasn't that bad.
Just
90s Batmans were not.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman was a love interest.
They lost their path a little bit there.
Well, they went way too comic booky.
Way too
the way they looked,
yes.
Aesthetically. What was it? I had one more. Oh, and he turned down the role of Denzel Washington's character in Crimson Tide.
Really?
In fact,
wow.
Came back to say it's probably the role he regrets
the most,
turning down the most. He used to write poetry for Michelle Pfeiffer. No idea what's happening there, but incredibly jealous because that's the Catwoman for me.
Yeah, that's Michelle Pfeiffer.
And just unfortunate that what happened to him with his throat cancer because it changed everything. If you saw Top Gun Maverick... obviously, his character, Iceman, passes away in that movie.
Right.
Which made me confused walking out of, did Val Kilmer die during the taping of, or the making of this movie?
Right.
He did not, but he passed away yesterday. A fantastic career. One of the all-time greats.
I'm going to go watch Tombstone this weekend just because. All right, what do you got, Swag?
Number is 22.
22.
22. Is it the number of Final Four appearances Duke has made with this appearance coming up this weekend in San Antonio? John Shire taking them there will be number 22. Or is it the age of two members of the Royal Air Force who were recently convicted of vandalism as they took apart one of the several Paddington Bear statues that have been placed around London as part of the Paddington to Peru movie, or from Peru, or whatever it is.
They took apart a bear?
Yes.
They were both 22, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Hmm. I mean, they've been to so many Final Fours.
22, though, is...
That's a lot of Final Fours.
I'm going to say
How many titles did Coach K win?
Five.
Five titles. There's five right there. This year would make six. Mm-hmm. So now I only need 16 more. That's it.
I've been saying that out loud.
I only need 16 more Final Fours.
I'm going to go story, but I'm not going to give a dirt logic. I'm just going to lean story.
I feel like old dirt, pre-hot dog dirt, would tell you, like I did for your guess, that that's way too many Final Fours. I'm going to go opposite. I'm now guessing the opposite of what my intelligence is telling me.
All right.
I'm going to say this is a stat.
Should be in order in which we guessed.
It is.
So I'm right.
You're correct.
Yeah.
This is the 18th Final Four appearance for Duke. Third most of any school behind North Carolina and UCLA.
You're damn right they're behind North Carolina.
That is correct. North Carolina has 21. UCLA has 19.
You're gonna catch us.
This is from our friends at Huffington Post. Daniel Heath and William Lawrence, both 22 engineers in the Royal Air Force, admitted in a court they were responsible for a March 2nd vandalism in Newbury, the home of Paddington creator Michael Bond. So with the latest Paddington movie going on, they put all these Paddington statues or sculpt—I don't know what they are—but they're on like park benches and out in public places all over the place. There's a Paddington Trail you can now go walk on as a walking tour. But the judge, in his statement and sentencing, said Paddington Bear is a beloved cultural icon with children and adults alike. He represents kindness, tolerance, and promotes integration and acceptance in our society. Your actions were the antithesis of everything Paddington stands for.
I would tell you, Dirt, Paddington, have you ever seen Paddington?
I have not seen Paddington.
They're making
showed the little guy Winnie the Pooh the other day. He was very interested
Paddington
in Winnie
goes
the
back.
Pooh.
We had in my elementary school, I can't remember, it was like second
Paddington's
or third
been
grade,
around forever.
A giant 8-foot Paddington Bear.
But they made the movies recently, and they got another one coming out. I would tell you, kind of poo-pooed it, I would say this is the movie version of Bluey. It's just
really
a good, wholesome,
delightful little movie.
Delightful little movie with a cute little digital character that's a bear living with humans, and nobody talks about why that happens, but
who cares?
It's very watchable. It's not an awful children's movie to have on, is what I would say.
Yep.
Interesting.
So they got community service work, and were ordered to each pay £2,725 to cover the cost of repairing.
Nice little fine right there.
By the way, Val Kilmer also turned down the role that Kevin Bacon played in Apollo 13.
Wow.
Dude's got some credentials.
Near misses.
Like,
could have been even better.
Yeah, had he not said no to a couple of those movies.
I've never saw the Doors movie where he played Jim Morrison. Was that a good movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never. That's one I never saw.
I think you need to be into the Doors, though.
The Doors are interesting. Yeah. Jim Morrison's a musical legend, I'll grant you that.
Lived in New Mexico, just like Gene Hackman. What is
he
it
did.
In, what's in New Mexico?
I think they like the peaceful, serene nature, the cacti,
just
if you
desert
will.
Scene?
Just the desert scene.
Okay.
So,
what's going to happen?
We went a little long there.
Swag.
We've got to go now.
Are we in trouble?
We are. They're going to come scold us.
Dude, you almost did it.
I am almost there.
You have one bite left.
We got a fup date to come, and I don't want to ruin my fup date by eating the last bite of this hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dragging, man. I'm dragging.
Right?
I'm doing okay. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll get through it.
Right.
We are back shortly after this. Come back in.
All right, we'll wrap it up.
8:42. We're trying to come up with a poll question. The four movies.
I got them
for Val Kilmer. So, what are your four options?
Okay, now when you do a poll, old Elon there trying to buy the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. Maybe focus on making poll options a little better here, Elmo.
I don't eat the wiener.
All right. Which movie do you think of when you hear the name Val Kilmer? Tombstone, The Doors, Batman Forever, Top Gun.
Like, Top Gun's the only one that would come in the first four or five movies that I would think of.
Are you not a Tombstone guy?
Tombstone?
No. I'm not a Western guy. I'm not a... No.
You're a weird guy.
That's a really good
movie.
Can
you name the four movies that would come to your mind first for Val Kilmer than
all
of these?
Well, I did. I said Heat.
Okay.
Top Gun. Top Secret. And Real Genius.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to scroll through the old IMDb.
I mean, I'm not saying Batman was good. I think it's bad, but it's Batman.
Heat to me should be higher on the list. Now, I don't know if it takes the place.
What should I substitute then? The Doors?
I don't know. This is not easy. This is not easy.
He's got that other one where he was the Russian over there where they were. What was that one called?
Sounds memorable.
The Saint? I think it was the Saint.
Yeah, The Saint.
He did The Saint.
That was in 97.
1997.
That was a great movie.
He actually refused to be Batman again in Batman and Robin because he had committed to that movie.
Elizabeth Shue was in that movie as well.
Mm. I would recommend Heat being in there, but I don't know if you take... You definitely don't... Top Gun's got
to
be in there.
And yes. Tombstone has
to be. Tombstone is his most iconic role. That's his most iconic role. Mm.
I would take Batman out.
I know, but like...
How
many people, not you, would say genius over Batman? Batman's terrible.
Right. That's the hard part. Like, if I tell you, hey, name me your top four Batmans as actors.
Mm.
If you tell me Christian Bale, that's a more modern one, obviously. Michael Keaton, you would go, like,
yeah.
Clooney.
Clooney was probably a worse Batman than Kilmer.
He probably was. I mean, you're not wrong there. I'm just saying, when I think
after
of Batman...
After two, you're reaching who your third
you're reaching a little
is.
Bit, sure. Adam West. I'll grant you that.
Yeah, Adam West from the TV show.
From the goofy...
I thought Keaton played it great. I thought
Keaton was the best one.
Because I bought him as, you know...
Dark, loner, but social.
Yeah.
To the point where you wouldn't connect him as the lone...
You think
rogue.
Keaton was better than Christian Bale as Batman?
He's more believable as Batman.
I think
he had the two lives.
I think the problem is, well, yeah, that's a good point. But Bale does that a little bit in the beginning of Batman Begins. The problem with Keaton isn't Keaton. The problem is Keaton's Batmans are very by the comic book. They're Burton. Burton is very eccentric.
The movies weren't as good.
Yeah.
They just weren't.
Right.
The new ones were way
like
better.
Danny DeVito being Penguin. Penguin's not supposed to look like exactly be a penguin. That doesn't make any sense. That's why Colin Farrell's Penguin's good. That guy was literally, he had fins, and he was eating fish and biting people's noses, and they want him to be mayor? It just wasn't a very... And I like Danny DeVito a ton. Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman, that's like all time, made me feel weird as a kid because I was very excited about watching that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, you know, Poison Ivy.
I'm going to freeze you.
But Keaton's Batman is good. I just think the way the movie's shot is what changes
better, yeah.
it. Yeah. Bale's that's a fair. Good Batman, though,
all
except
right.
the end.
We'll see if we can come up with...
I gave you everything that I could possibly give, and now I have to save this city. I'll see you later.
Like, are you Batman or are you out of breath?
Dude, you've been fighting a whole city, man. Taking down Bane and this weird lady.
Back to die with your city. I just came to stop you.
Like, he kind of got out. He lost track of it a little bit there. Christian Bale's a great actor, but it was just like,
I'm going to fight this guy and then I'm retiring.
He seemed so exhausted.
You've been fighting for three movies, man. The guy's tired.
Heath Ledger really took it out of Christian
Bale. Take
a day
off, man. Give him a day off.
I'm going to disappear in Italy with Catwoman.
Okay.
All right.
You going to tell your best friend and your butler? No? He's just going to see you drinking wine one day?
I want to point out, by the way, we're done. We're done. We did it.
The glizzies are gone.
Six glizzies down.
The glizzies are gone.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Told you I could choke down six of those.
I'm so proud of you.
Easily, I don't know. But
I was tired watching you eat those.
All right, we got to go. We're closing up next on The Fan. Look, easy peasy lemon squeezy, man.
Well done.
Six hot dogs is nothing.
Dude, I could choke down six of those. 2,500 calories consumed with bun and hot dogs.
That's a lot of calories.
It should, you should be done for the day, actually.
Let's take a fun over-under bet of how long until this... Well, two bets. First, how long until this all explodes? And secondarily, how long until I eat another bite of food?
I don't want to think about the first one. I'd say within an hour and a half of the 40, show being
45
over.
45 minutes.
Relatively quickly here when we're done.
I think you and Teddy are going to time it perfectly. The diaper's full. Yep, so is the toilet. And I don't think you should eat till dinner.
You will have another bite of food before noon.
Wow.
You think I'll have another bite of food? There's no chance I have another bite of food before
noon. This is where I say he is an overrated fat. He's a fake fat. He doesn't eat how you think he eats.
There's no chance I can have another bite
of
food.
He's struggling right
now.
Okay. He has the meat sweats.
Yeah, this is not an easy end of the show. I will be honest, though, if I do end up eating something in the next 3 hours and 7 minutes, I will let you know. I think it'll be a little bit closer. I mean, 2 o'clock is probably my target time. So what I'm thinking. We'll see if I can make it that far or how long it goes. To your point on fake fatness, somebody CP texted in, the situation here with Dirt and the hot dogs is all that I needed to prove that he's a fake fat. I ate 2 hot dogs just while barbecuing hamburgers for dinner last night.
Fake fat. It's been my take on you for years. You try to act like you're this big, huge whale, and you're the fakest of fats that I've ever met in my life.
Just ate 6 hot dogs.
By the way, I think from now on,
darkness is your ally.
When the Blazers are winning and they should be losing, I think I'm going to bring back Dark Knight Rises, Dirt Batman.
I think that needs to be a character.
They will start winning. I'm so tired. Why?
That's exactly how I felt last night.
Where's the lottery ball?
I don't know how we top today's show tomorrow, boys. I really don't.
I don't know. We'll see if our guest...
I don't eat the wiener.
Wants one. Who knows? You never know. Every day could be different.
Well, they are from Florida, so... Could get real weird, man. What do you eat on your hot dog? People's faces? When I drop acid?
Methamphetamines? That'll do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for watching the journey of me eating 6 hot dogs today. I'm going to go explode something. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Three Mountains Home Services.
That's
home
why
services are delightful.
This is why you need wonderful plumbing companies. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next, listening to 1080 The Family.